1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour, presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Hargitay Buick.
Yeah.
My name is Paddy Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, is twin brother Billy to my left.
Hello,
Bill. And the greatest person in the world next to him, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hello. How are you?
Everybody staying warm. It's been a very... This has been the most winterish week of the year thus far.
Winterish week.
Yeah, for sure.
Of the winter season, I think, more so than the year.
It hasn't been that bad. I mean,
suck it up.
It
very hard last Saturday. That was the first time I've walked outside and went, whoa.
Yep.
I got the shovel.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Time to worry about having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that wet, heavy stuff. Then, boom, a couple days later, we record the show on Wednesdays. We've got... Yesterday it was freezing rain, and it was there was a lot of Irish ice on the ground. You know what I mean? People were just slipping all over the place.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then tonight it's like rain today, and now it's just slush and mush, and it's about 20 degrees.
And now that's all going to turn to ice tomorrow.
It's going to be freezing. It's going to be below zero temperatures pretty much all weekend going into next week. It'll feel that way with the wind chill, but I think that we're actually going to, I don't know, talk to Skilling.
Yeah.
You know?
Billy with the forecast.
Tonight we start the show with weather. Okay? This is what people are talking about.
It is. It's cold, man.
Don't complain about it. Don't complain.
I saw a really bad traffic accident today with this weather.
Where?
Well, I didn't like witness it, but you know, like I kept thinking about that. Like whenever you're driving around all day, especially my, you know.
Wait a second, Bill. You said I just witnessed a car accident. Well, I didn't witness it, but
all right, I was there before. I drove past it before the first responders got there, and then I saw it on the news tonight.
Oh boy! Okay.
But you didn't see it actually happen.
No, I must have missed it. I must have missed it. Literally, probably by like 2 minutes.
Yeah, where?
It was on Chicago Avenue, right before you get to Ogden.
Yep, I know.
There was a BMW slammed right into the side of a CTA bus, just like squashing. 15 people were injured.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, I think it was 18 total injured.
I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, it said that the drivers of the BMW and stuff were in serious condition. It didn't say that there were any life-threatening injuries for the people on the bus.
Right.
But I drove past it. I saw all of a sudden it started hearing the sirens, and I was like going down that street where it happened.
Mm-hmm. Were you smoking in your car as you drove by?
I may have been. I don't know.
With the window down?
But I was like, what the heck's going on over here? And all of a sudden,
I saw a
total car. I saw a guy laying on the side of the street, like a man.
Yes.
And then I saw like the chief, you know, like when you see the fire chief's SUV go, like,
I know it.
They were the first ones on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just like, all of a sudden there was like a random person in the street just directing traffic before the police or anybody got there. Like, get out of here. And then I saw it on the news tonight.
Did you feel compelled? Like I should pull over and help? Good Samaritan law.
Thought about it, but in that situation, it's just like that's like an EMS thing where you know that there's going to be like 30 to 20 ambulances. They do not want people like me.
And I got two cases of Jack before 4:30. I got to get to my account.
I had an opening account, an account that was taking an opening order. I was looking and I was like, it's going to be about 10 grand. I need to get this done.
I hope this experience doesn't stick with you the rest of your life like Jim Morrison.
No, I hope so not. You know.
Maybe you'll become a poet.
Billy the poet.
Yeah.
Mr. Houlihan, what compelled you to go into poetry at such an older age?
I saw a terrible accident.
I witnessed a terrible accident on the way to one of my liquor.
Well, I didn't witness it.
I didn't. Well, I kind of witnessed it. I saw the end of it, and I was on the way to one of my liquor accounts.
I was a liquor salesman at the time.
I thought to myself,
now I'm the Lizard King. Anyway.
Now I'm the Lizard King.
I'll take it.
And now I have a book out next month called Billy's Poems.
No, it's
Hibernian
called
Hibernian Transmedia Press.
It's called From Liquor Salesman to Lizard King. Self-help.
Absolutely, I'll do that. And
forward by Michael Lispy.
Yep.
You know?
Forward by Michael Lispy and Ray Manzarek.
And Gary Vaynerchuk.
The ghost of Ray Manzarek.
Gary V. Oh, boy.
Look at that.
We went from weather to the Lizard King.
But
that's how this show works, everybody.
Weather. Traffic. Lizard King. Love it.
But I thought that was weather-related, and that's what they said tonight on the news. They did not
I spun out the other day. I did probably like a 230. I didn't do a 360, but I spun out, and there was this old lady sitting.
That sounded like a cat.
Yep. And I spun out, and then I came, and I'm facing now a person in a car.
Oh, and, that's scary.
There was probably still a good 10 feet between us, but she didn't look like she was ready to do anything.
Yep.
Where she would have had to have backed up in order to not hit me, but she didn't.
Yeah.
She was just steadfast.
You just wave up at her and go, sorry.
Like, I got it, and I backed up, and I went around.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You take, I took my kids. Let's get off the accidents, huh? Let's talk about the happiness of winter. I took my kids. The happiness of winter.
It's Bill's first
That's
poem.
Bill's second poem.
Second poem.
Yeah. It says the happiness of winter, and it shot. And the poem starts out like this. Shot one.
Do you know what the name of it?
Shot two. Shot three. And I give like a little piece of advice after every shot.
These haikus? you know what Bill, the name of
Bill's very far behind. Bill, there are no rules in poetry.
Bill's first.
There are. In Billy's poetry, there are no rules.
Oh.
It's extreme poetry.
Right. Spoken word, okay?
We're doing it right
now. The big thing.
I'm telling you, this show is poetry.
You know the
every minute of it.
Bill's first poem is named Candy.
Right.
Candy. Candelicious. Skittle. What have you done for me lately? You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
That's it. It's beautiful. You know?
I'm sad.
At the
peanut
end
of- butter and crunch. What? You wanted to talk bad to me? Get yourself a Snickers. See you on the flip side.
Bill.
Whoa! You know?
Boy,
does that work?
This show just went completely off the rails.
I know.
It's,
but
yeah,
that's
it's
like
derailed.
Spoken word.
I hope our listeners can be following.
It's
so.
Derailed like 50 feet away from the tracks.
Anyway, yeah. I took my kids sledding.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
It is pretty fun.
Where'd
we
you
got,
go?
We went to Keystone Park.
Know it well.
Got on that hill. That's the famous little hill.
Grease up your
that's
toboggan?
That's in River Forest, Illinois.
I'm going to look at that fresh pot. I'm going to grease up the kids' toboggans. Take them over to Keystone.
Hit them with some, yeah, hit them with some olive oil.
We bought some new sleds.
Nice.
Okay.
What style did you go
these
with?
These hardware? Where'd you get these?
Target.
Okay.
Did you go with classic plastic mold long boy?
One of those is kind of a long board.
With the rope at the end?
Yeah. No rope at the end. This thing was like a boogie board almost. And it,
okay, fine.
Yeah, it moves. It's like a surfboard. Mikey, that was Mikey's. Charlotte got a big inflatable piece of pizza.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Like it looks like it belongs in the pool, you know?
Whatever.
My mother-in-law brought that over, you know, and I was about to take the, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll take the kid's sled. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be cold. I'm going to be standing around, you know, rough it out. These kids love, they live for this.
You got to go
down
a couple times. That's what makes it fun.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, beforehand, I'm like psyching myself into it. I'm like, all right, layering up, putting my layers on.
Sure.
My wife drops that. She goes, here's one sled. I go, oh, okay, cool. And then my mother-in-law came in and goes, oh, here's the other one I picked up for you guys. And I'm like, looking at it and I'm like, I'm gonna have to blow that thing up before we go sledding. I mean, this thing was huge.
It's energy.
Yeah.
It's like a raft. You know, I'm
yeah.
like, okay.
That's what every smoker wants to do before they go.
Before I go, I do extraneous exercises and running downhill.
Exercises.
Uh-huh. And extraneous. Extenuous.
So how long did it take you to blow the thing up? 45.
No, it took me like 10 minutes. I was surprised.
Oh, wow.
I was surprised at how quick this
golden,
was.
Just golden lungs over
you
here.
Know, you know what I would have done?
I would
have gone to a gas station and looked at the
filled
gas attendant
and
went, here's a Finsky. Fill that thing up for me.
Then it
what
popped.
Is it, 1942? You just bring everything to the gas station now? Throw the guy a Finsky?
Yeah. Why are you paying $5? You can just put a dollar in the air machine and fill it up yourself.
I don't know. I think I like the idea of giving the guy
you
$5.
You like the
bucks.
Idea of losing money?
I don't even want to do that labor. I figure I'm doing enough labor by going on the
you
sledding
trip. Give quarters into a coin slot?
No.
This is America at its worst.
Well, anyway, before I went sledding, we all made sure to do one thing.
Yeah.
It's a very family thing to do.
Aye.
And it warms you up in the wintertime.
Sure. You should have filled a piece of pizza with oatmeal.
Well, I should have, but I didn't. I could have, and we'd still be sledding. I could have sledded all the way to Alaska from Chicago to Alaska. Had we done that on this stuff? This stuff is
quite
great.
A journey.
This is fuel for the mind, soul, and body. I'm talking about McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Go get yourself a bowl every morning before you wake up.
Delicious.
I do.
This is the time of year.
This show is presented by it. The Hooli Sooli returns after these brief messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy & Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Welcome back, Hooley's Hooley Radio Hour.
Yes.
Hey, do you like Irish American news?
Love it.
Yeah. Good. Because the IA News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you like mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish American community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call 847-872-0700, or you can email Cliff at IrishAmericanNews.com. That's Cliff Carlson. Good guy, great publication. You can find it at your local watering holes and establishments.
Sure.
As well as your local Irish import shops. It's a great paper.
Lots of places, libraries, all over the place.
Good. Before the break, we were speaking of the weather, huh?
Your sledding experience. I also went, I did some winter sports. I went skiing / snowboarding with my two sons and my wife and my sister-in-law. And that's it.
With my two sons, my wife, my sister-in-law, they all came.
It was cold. It was that really cold day. It was only like 6 degrees.
And you guys traveled for this.
I wore like 7 layers.
That was on Saturday, and I thought of you.
Yeah, the travel wasn't bad. It was only an hour. We left early, and it worked out pretty good.
You went up to Wisconsin,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, to the Wilmot Mountain, which is basically a big hill in Wisconsin.
Okay. I took an Uber to work on Saturday just because I did not want to deal with the driving at all.
Yeah.
I thought about you, and I was like, gosh, O'Brien's driving up to Wisconsin.
It was a little sketchy, but the roads were pretty clear and salted, so it was not a bad trip. But
and how was your snowboarding experience? Were you cutting some fresh powder?
The powder was not that fresh, so it was a little rough, but... yeah, I went down a few times. It was nice. And then the boys were skiing, learning how to ski.
Yeah.
They loved it. So
Did you run into the Kennedys or anybody like that?
Ran into, yeah. We ran into the Shrivers. And
the Shrivers and the Kennedys?
Yep.
Cool, good. Did you say,
we all took shots,
listen to the Hoolies Hoolie Radio Hour?
Yep.
All took shots of Bushmills, did you?
I spit mine out, though.
You really did see them.
Yeah. But yeah, it was nice, you know? It makes you think about wanting to start an activity when you're a little younger. And
yeah, because you're just learning this now. You're like, I'm not going to learn how to ski. I'm not going to be that guy.
I think I'm more comfortable doing it the other way, so I'm just going to do that. And I've already started learning it, so I'm not going to start learning something else.
You've already started learning how to snowboard?
Right. So I'm not going to learn how to ski.
You're like the last guy I would think of that would go and get snowboarding lessons.
I didn't get lessons. I'm teaching myself.
You're in your front yard on the northwest side.
It's one of those things.
Your snowboard?
I should go to that hill on Cumberland and Irving. That big hill.
Yeah.
Just go down that 20,000 times.
Just go over to Amundsen Park and start shredding if you can.
Love to. I'm a pretty good skateboarder, and I got good balance, so I can figure it out.
Okay, good.
I was not good on a skateboard nor a bicycle.
Or 2 feet, for that matter.
I don't think that skiing would be a good idea for me.
Yeah, you guys.
I've never water skied before. I've never skied. There are certain things for me that are like
that Billy doesn't do.
Billy just frolics in the snow. He just throws it in the air and builds snowmen.
Like a nice wet snowball thrown at somebody.
Snow angels.
Yeah. Billy just drinks whiskey and stares at the snow and he goes, snow.
The ashes in the snow.
Another Billy's poems that we talked about earlier.
ashes in the snow.
Ashes in the snow.
Every Saturday behind the bar, I have one beer.
Ashes in the snow.
This cigarette, the ash is getting long. Long like an endless night.
Ashes in the snow.
flick.
One shot.
Flick my butt.
Maybe two. Maybe three. Who knows what will be. Ashes in the snow.
Wow. All right. Goofy show thus far.
Yep.
Snap.
Billy's halfway to San Fran.
We went to Mikey's buddy had a birthday party, my 4-year-old Mikey.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, and on King Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And on Martin Luther King Day, everybody had off. You know.
Which buddy?
His buddy Connor.
Okay. All right. Yeah, sure.
Chuck E. Cheese time.
Nice. Oh,
yeah.
Took both my kids. And I got to bring my other kid because she's at home, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, Charlotte, we're all going to Chuck E. Cheese, you know?
Uh-huh.
When was the last time you went to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Within probably the last year.
Okay. I was at Chuck E. Cheese probably about 6 weeks ago.
I have it in my diary.
I had a blast at Chuck E. Cheese.
Did you?
I'm a big skeet ball guy. Not only that, I also beat the record on the Papa Shot while I was there.
Oh, yeah?
See, that was the thing.
Billy Finger Roll.
I never left two stations.
Ski?
Like, I just was like, I took my girlfriend hoops and her son's jacket and my jacket off. I put them in a pile, and it was in between the skeet ball thing and the Papa Shot. I just stood there and played both of them for the whole time we were there. I had a blast.
Nice.
See, I wanted to do that, but I couldn't. I mean, I was still a little. Chuck E. Cheese, there's some weird people walking.
Of course.
Around. Okay.
Depends on where you go.
It was crowded, too.
Which one did you go to?
The one in Melrose Park.
All right.
I went to the one in Villa Park.
Okay.
I went to the one.
So the one in Villa is nicer than the one in Melrose. Okay.
I went to the one in Niles.
This is like a Chuck E. Cheese Yelp review.
The food is all right, though.
The pizza's, it's pizza.
It's Chuck
E.
Cheese pizza.
Like, I remember when you were a kid and you'd be like, Chuck E. Cheese pizza is so good. And then now you're an adult and you take a slice and you're like, this is like 2 a.m, you know, 36 Jamesons in me, rocked pizza.
Yeah,
you know, like,
it's street pizza.
Not even street pizza. Not even. It's like microwave.
I didn't say what street.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It could be any street. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So anyway, the pizza, I was like, okay, no big deal. But then I went and started playing the games. Now, I'm like one of the only dads there, you know.
Uh-huh.
You're getting into it?
Well, I'm like, oh, I did eyeball the Papa Shot, you know.
It's great.
I was like, here we go. But then I, you know.
Here we go.
And my son Mikey had like this thing as part of the party. It was like an unlimited.
Yeah, it's a wristband.
It's a wristband, like an unlimited games.
Yeah, I got one for myself when I was there. They're $15.
Well, this one was like 40 or something like that. It was a lot of games. I started using his while I was, because I got bored, and I was like, all right, hey, Mikey, come on, let's play Papa Shot. He's like, he wanted to play, like, you know, the video games and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But I found myself like playing Papa Shot for a minute and then playing some of the other games and being like, what am I doing?
I know, you get sucked in.
Yeah, I was like, no, Mikey, we're going to play one more game. And he's like, no, I'm going to go play this game. I'm like, no, we're playing this game.
Daddy's playing...
Where I'm shooting the zombie with the M40, yeah, you know, with a giant machine gun. You know?
And you're trying to get as many tickets as possible.
Did you?
Here's the thing. You get like 2,000 tickets, you get like a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it's
you
terrible.
Get like a comb.
Right.
It's horrible.
What if they...
What a scam.
If you remember, can you imagine smoking in Chuck E. Cheese back in the day? You got ashtrays on the side of the Papa Shot, you know?
Yeah. Just the whole room's filled with smoke, children running around, there's smoke.
Clouds. I didn't know why arcades were a huge thing in the 80s.
Maybe that's the next wave of e-gaming, is like Marlboro presents, you know, an arcade emporium.
No, it'll actually be... Actually,
it spits out Marlboro miles instead of tickets.
Marlboro Miles. You know what it'll be? It'll be if marijuana gets legalized in this country, it'll be a marijuana company that does something of that sort. Well, it'll be like a lounge for people to enjoy the THC and then play some video games.
Yeah.
A lounge for people to enjoy the THC.
Yeah.
And video games.
And the concert by Chuck E. Cheese in his bag.
I'm surprised.
Right. And an animatronic mouse that comes out and headbutts you and gives you pizza.
That'll freak people out.
Did you guys see the mouse at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, sure we did.
Oh, I did not see the mouse. He must have been off.
That's
on
Chucky, right? Is he Chucky?
You saw the robot mouse?
Yeah.
You know, they could put a little effort into it and at least have a guy in a mouse suit walking around shaking hands, you know?
I think the guy in the mouse suit gets too depressed. He quits or commits, you know, suicide 6 weeks
into
that
job
that, over time.
Didn't we have a buddy that played the mouse out of Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Didn't Marcos Ramirez from Marquette, didn't he do a gig as a mouse from Chuck E. Cheese once?
I believe he did.
I remember him telling us a story about that. But the suit was way too hot.
There was also Showbiz Pizza, which was the same idea.
Ah, yes. It was where a kid could be a kid.
That's right. Yeah. I don't think I ever went to Showbiz Pizza. Maybe once. I think once. And I thought it was like going to Vegas. It was like
we're going to Showbiz.
It was amazing.
We've done this show before.
Yeah,
We've done Little Vegas where we said it's a casino for young children.
Right. That's what it is.
Where and it's overnight. Parents could drop the kids overnight.
So you went to Little Vegas over the weekend.
Do you ever think like two adults on a date ever go there? Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I do, and that's weird.
Yeah. That is weird.
Yeah.
Why is it weird though?
Because it's kind of pricey.
How was
like, the guy was like, weird? Oh, Chuck E. Cheese, that's gonna cost me like $7. Okay, we go there.
But Chuck E. Cheese for like two adults is like $50-$60. And you know, why would you wanna go to Gibson's?
When I went, it was like,
Gibson's. Yeah. Honey, tonight, Gibson's or Chuck E. Cheese? Which one do you want to do? It's going to be the same price. They got Papa Shot at Chuck E. Cheese.
I got this wristband.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, how did the kids react to the mouse?
They love him.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like, following it around. It was like a bomb went off when that guy walked out. Silence happens, you know, because the kids just start going, and the thing takes, like, it's on the speakers, too, you know, like, yum, 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 yum. I don't know what it's
and there's,
yelling.
Like, spotlights, and, yeah.
Right.
I love it. We should do a Hooli's Hooli live from Chuck E. Cheese.
Hooli's Hooli live from Chuck E. McCheese.
It'd be Chuck E. McCheese's? Is that a different chain that we start?
Chuck E. McCheese is the gossip columnist.
The gospel columnist.
He's the what?
He's a religious bro.
What is Chuck E. McCheese?
The gossip columnist.
Oh, for this show, Chuck E. McCheese?
Yeah, he's going to be a new segment, Chuck E. McCheese.
Okay.
He's an Irish gangster from the 20s.
Hi, Chuck E. McCheese.
Chuck E. McCheese, found murdered today in Cicero.
Here's everything I just read on TMZ. Chuck E. McCheese.
How about that Tommy Brady, huh?
Wow.
G-O-A-T.
Speaking Irish, guys.
The greatest of all time, officially.
Unreal.
As if it wasn't already official.
The next game's already over.
You think the Super Bowl is just going to
blow up? Yeah, Patriots by a couple touchdowns.
I was sitting next to a guy from Boston watching the game.
Tommy!
And he was hilarious because... he threw it late in the fourth quarter. Brady threw a pass to Gronkowski.
Yeah, that was clutch.
And then right after, then I think there was like another, during the same drive, he threw a dart to Julian Edelman.
Right.
And the guy sitting next to me goes, like a dot, like a dot. He goes, like, what do you think of that missile? Because there were people in the bar that were like booing him as the Patriots fan. He goes, don't ever doubt Tom Brady. You know, he was doing that.
Yeah.
What
I mean.
Oh, man, I was laughing so hard when he was, you know, he was doing that G-O-A-T.
Right.
You know. He is. It was very, very amusing sitting next to someone like that. And I actually, towards the end of the game, I was rooting for him and the Patriots because it was fun to watch them. Kansas City came back, and I'm like,
The experience wasn't there.
It's almost like I knew it was going to happen. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, they gave him too much time. They gave him like a minute and 20 seconds at the end of the game. Yeah. I go,
it's like a half hour for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's like three. I go, this is an eternity for Brady. The guy, an eternity? Are you kidding me?
Right. With a couple of timeouts. I'm like, oh.
The Patriot fans don't get, like, they don't get worried until there's 15 seconds left. You know, like, then it's time to worry.
It's nuts. I mean, it's God bless.
And then you have that terrible call in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With
the no PI call.
Yeah.
It's karma.
Why do you think it's karma? What did the
Didn't Peyton getting in trouble for like doing something shady?
I don't remember.
He was like paying his players to knock quarterbacks out or something like that. I don't know.
There was some sort of a controversy with Peyton earlier in this. I don't know if it was earlier in the season or
Sean
last
Payton,
season.
The coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Whatever. You know, I feel bad for Drew Brees, but it'll be interesting. You know, the Rams, they did have next to the Bears, they had the best defense in the league.
Hey, at the end of the day, they're all still rich. So
at the end of the day, I think that the Tom Brady is going to shred them.
I do too.
I think that he's going to.
He got beat last year.
Here's the thing: the Bears have a really, really great offense this year.
Yeah.
And we watched them go against New England in a shootout and lose in the end.
Poor Bears.
Towards a Bears team that had wasn't even halfway into the season yet. They hadn't even matured as a group totally. Then you think about what the Bears did to L.A.
The Bears.
And you're like, okay, scored against them pretty easily.
Bears.
Well, that was Trubisky. What do you think that Brady's gonna do? I don't know. I like Brady.
Tom Brady. Greatest quarterback ever. Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, get ready for all that again because it's what it is. I think that the league is probably the NFL loves seeing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
They don't complain at all.
They're like, sweet, Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, he's like the poster boy for America.
Yeah,
he's unbelievable.
He's all-American. Maybe he'll be president someday.
There was a picture. Have you seen the picture of him in his NFL combine? Like,
good day. Mm-hmm.
30 years later. Ladies and gentlemen, the president-elect of the United States, Tom Brady.
Could happen.
Full uniform.
With Giselle.
He's got his Patriots uniform on. 70.
Remember me? Greatest quarterback of all time?
Yeah.
He's a little.
So yeah, Super Bowl. Nothing this weekend though. Next weekend we got the Super Bowl.
Everyone's got to get amped. They got to get ready for the ads to go out and the pipe to build up.
There's the Pro Bowl this weekend. Trubisky is going to
play quarterback.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, that kind of stuff irks me.
Take it easy, Mitchell.
Akeem Hicks is going to play. Khalil Mack is not playing. I don't know. There's a couple other. There's a few. I think those are the only two Bears that might be playing. I think that Eddie Jackson's hurt.
Okay.
Charles Leno. Okay. Yeah, he'll play.
Yeah, it's enough of that, though.
I think there were six, right?
I went to.
Kyle Fuller. Is he playing?
What about the Tariq kicker? Cohen? Where's the kicker doing this weekend? Too.
I don't know what he's doing. You know what? It was funny that you bring that up. I was playing Madden 19. With
sure,
the video
my
game.
My girlfriend's son Maddox.
Your boyfriend,
not my girlfriend's son Maddox.
Yeah,
and the Madman and I. He wanted to be the Rams. I said I'll do the Bears, and
you won the game with a field goal kick.
The first quarter of the game, I get down. He stops me on my drive, and I go for the field goal.
Yep.
Doink.
Oh, you doink.
And he goes, "Oh, you Cody Parkey." You know,
a little kid screaming that now.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's good for your ego.
So, no, Parkey will not be at the Pro Bowl. I don't know where Parkey is.
He's probably crying somewhere.
'Tis the season towards the end of the month here that lots of restaurants and bars in the service industry decide to have their holiday party now.
Yeah, right.
After everything's over.
Sure.
I went to one Sunday night.
Okay.
I was reminded that I was older all of a sudden. I was like, I'm at the party and I'm like, and there's the camaraderie level. There's some people there my age.
Of course.
But at a certain point, I walked outside and one of the other employees was sitting on the ground.
Uh-huh. You know? Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that person and I go, what are you doing? You know?
Uh-huh. You slip on the Irish ice.
That's what I thought. No, she's just like sitting up against the wall. I go, what are you doing? And without even batting an eye, looked at me and goes, I puked. You know? And I go, what?
You just said, that's gross.
She goes, I
puked. And it was a kind of the snow, you know? I wasn't looking for it. And then I looked down and I said, oh, yeah, you're right. There's some raspberry stoli and sausage and peppers. So that, you know, it was disgusting. But I was shocked. I was like, how does this happen?
Why are you in
People are
area?
Still in the mode where they're like, holiday party, like a month later.
Oh, yeah.
I better drink as much as I possibly can consume.
Because that's part of the deal, right? It was like, have
part
fun.
Of what deal?
As part of the party, when you go to the employee party.
You
like,
must drink till vomit?
Well, you don't have to pay for anything. Everything's on the house, you know? And it's like the employees are all of a sudden going to like pirate mode, you know?
Oh, shots! Vodka rocks!
Take it down. Take it down a notch.
But it was, and then I walked inside,
mm-hmm.
and I saw one of our other buddies in there, and I'm like, oh, so-and-so's outside. She puked. He's like, cool. Like, I was like, what? Like, no, it's all right. That's what people do. Just make sure she's
Remind me not to kiss her later.
Just make sure she's all right, you know?
Uh-huh.
All right. You know, and
that sounds great.
It was just, it's not great. I don't know where I was going with this story, but it was like
holiday parties.
It was
you
a holiday.
Felt old.
It was. I felt old, but because I was like, I don't do that. I've made that mistake.
You know what? Tom Brady's 3 years older than you. He's winning Super Bowls, and you're monitoring puke situation. So that'll make you feel pretty bad too.
Makes me feel kind of old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you feel. Useless.
This was Sunday.
That sounds like one of Bill's poems. That's like a dark Bukowski poem. You know, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. You're looking after puke victims.
Puke victims.
Yeah.
They're not victims if they do it to themselves.
No, they're not.
NFL playoffs, though, and well, first of all, the Sunday before King Day, for some reason, has always been a drinking holiday for a lot of people, I think.
Okay.
I don't know why.
NFC Championships, AFC Championships.
I feel like it's a service industry, like...
When is the Super Bowl?
Because a lot of them have their holiday parties.
Exactly, it is, yeah.
Does anybody know when the Super Bowl
is? It is next Sunday, February 3rd.
Why did they make you wait so long?
Because you gotta have the Pro Bowl this week, so they got all the press coverage for
that.
Do
that after flip flop.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. Super Bowl, you know.
Oh man, Super Bowl.
And then you got the Oscars. The Oscar nominations came out, so that'll be, you know.
I haven't seen a movie since 1997.
You're so cultured.
I am.
That's definitely
the movies. The movies I watched in the 2000 and above were movies from way back
mm-hmm.
that I've already seen. I mean, I don't really see new movies.
I don't watch new movies. I don't watch movies until they're really old. You know?
Yeah, I wait till I wait for them to age a little.
Right.
Yeah. Until they're free on cable.
You know, like I'm gonna probably see Ladybugs next weekend.
With Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
And
Jonathan. Was it Jonathan Brandis? No.
I think it is Jonathan Brandis is his name. Jonathan Brandis.
The kid who played a girl to play soccer.
He was great in that movie. It's a good movie, Ladybugs.
Sure was.
Thank you, Bill.
I haven't seen it.
William Ebert.
Yeah.
Ladybugs, pretty good. Not bad. Yeah.
Have you seen any of the Oscar contenders?
No.
I have not.
I like how you say it in a British accent, because we do award a lot of British people awards here at the American
award.
Oscars. That's what Trump's beef is. There's too many foreigners being awarded at the
Oscars.
There's too
many British people at this thing.
Why don't we award Americans that make American movies?
Mm-hmm. I have not
make
seen
make American
any of
movies again. That's a weird new group.
I heard this weird thing that Trump is kind of upset because he's not allowed to watch porn at the White House.
What? That is, I call major fake news on that.
I can see him complaining about that.
No.
Can I get 5 minutes, please?
I can't even imagine. That's such a low blow. To our president.
I hope it's not true. It's what I heard. I heard it from Pete Norton.
I don't think that they would have that allowed even on the servers of the internet. That would be
That's what he's complaining about. Bill.
Yeah. Well, it should be blocked.
It should be blocked at your house.
That's such an interesting thought, you know? Hey, is there pornography inside the White House?
Hey, before I move in, I know I just got elected. Let me ask you something. Is there any dirty movies on campus?
I would say probably not.
Are there any dirty movies on campus?
That's what they call
on
the area.
On campus.
That's Bill Clinton's first line. Are there any dirty movies on campus?
Yeah.
Where can I get a good pizza? Are there any good dirty movies on campus here?
Is there a Chuck E. Cheese near here?
Chuck E. Cheese.
I can see him at Chuck E. Cheese.
President Clinton?
Yeah. In like 92, not now. In like 92 when he's a little chubby.
Right.
Like on the campaign trail?
Yeah.
Like rolling.
Let me roll in here real quick. I want to play skee-ball.
In those short shorts.
Uh-huh.
Like the joggers.
Man, I got 100 on this thing. That's insane.
Skee-ball's addictive. I should get that in my piece.
I bought a new pair of sweatpants.
Oh!
The other day.
You did?
Yeah. And
this is breaking news.
Billy has sweatpants.
You gonna try and sweat in them?
It was. No, I just wanted something comfortable. You know, I like for some reason I've been in.
Why aren't you wearing them now?
Now you always had that favorite pair of like sweatpants you wear around your house.
No,
like, I do. It's like that's my lounge.
Why aren't you wearing them right now? You're wearing your cowboy jeans. You look like you're in a Stenson ad.
I don't know. It's cold out there. I felt like putting some pants on. It's some sweat.
I'm wearing sweatpants.
I noticed. So I stopped at a Marshall's on my way home just to see, you know, what was going on.
Marshall for Marshall's.
Now, I know that you're like, the look is, you know, like the skinny at the ankle now.
That's the end thing. I think Conor McGregor started that.
I ain't down with that, you know?
Can we get some more boot cut sweatpants around here?
I got the boot cut Nikes right here. So
yeah, I want my sweatpants hanging over my gym shoe a little bit. I don't want them, like, you know, too tight on my
leg.
Anyways.
Billy doesn't want his tongues out.
No. Billy, I like them tongues out.
You've got a book of poems. You're an athletic apparel designer. You're a liquor salesman. You're a candy lover.
You're a toy.
You're a man of ideas.
You're a manufacturer.
You are an absolute renaissance man. You know that?
Well, thanks. But so I got these sweatpants.
Nice.
And I didn't put them on. I'm like, all right, it's $15. Fine. They look all right. Ooh, I like
You bartered in your head. $15 for sweatpants? Okay, fine.
And I felt the material. I'm like, oh, these are really comfortable.
$7.50 per leg.
Right.
I got them home. I put them on, and you know, I'm looking at my girlfriend. I go, she hears me, and she hears me go, ah, when I put them on. And I don't know what it is. Why does everything have to be skinny fit these days? Whether it's pants or sweatpants, it's like they were like tight on my leg, but my area, you know, my puff area was a little bit, looked a little bulged in these, you know?
Your fat upper pelvic area?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. That's why when I put them on, I was like, these can't be worn in public, you know?
And they make you have a puff.
Of course, I turned to my girlfriend. I'm like, do these look? And she was like,
You got to go, you got to get on the internet, Bill, and look for wide-legged sweatpants.
Yeah. Well, it reminded me of a guy that I always thought like sweatpants are comfortable. Okay, I don't know.
This is deep.
This is insane. This has been one of the most insane shows we've had in a long time.
But I got a problem. Like, you ever seen, like, in the 80s, it was a thing.
Yeah, tell me.
I got a problem with guys that, like, wear sweatpants, like, out in the public every day. Like, tight ones. That's offensive to me.
There's a guy, when I drop my kid off at school, no matter what the weather is, he wears shorts. Mesh shorts.
Yeah, that's a thing. There's guys, the guys who wear
like
the shorts in the winter.
Like 2 feet of snow. You're walking through
the snow. I've seen the very, very overweight guys that like wearing shorts.
What's your problem, man?
In the snow.
You're an adult.
Shorts in the winter.
You know what? Yeah.
You don't see skinny guys just rocking shorts in the winter very often.
No, they don't have the body. They don't have the insulation. You know what
I mean? If it was 1936, everyone's wearing a suit all the time. This guy's in mesh shorts.
True.
You're not a real man. What are you, in seventh grade? Put some pants on, you jerk.
Anyways. Getting back to the sweatpants,
yeah.
When we were living in Elmwood Park in the late 80s,
yes,
there was a neighbor of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know his name.
I do.
And he always wore sweatpants?
He always wore sweatpants, and he always looked somewhat...
I'm going to call him Jimmy Tompowski, just for the heck of it.
Tompowski always looked somewhat, shall we say...
Bulgy.
Yeah, he was kind of bulgy.
And I didn't know if it was... And he always had the sweatpants on, and he would come down and, you know, and it was like... Hey, we're like 9 years old. Come on, man. Put some
pants
on. Did
he wear a pinky ring?
No,
did he have a ponytail?
He had blonde hair with sideburns that were like, remember the sideburns? You know, a couple lines in a side, but like...
Baz style?
Kind of Baz-ish.
Yeah, like the Baz with a mullet.
Baz that matches bulge? That's all right.
Baz to match the bulge.
That's all right in Elmwood Park in the early 80s.
That's the other poem. The Baz that matched the bulge.
The Baz that matched the bulge.
That was a uniform.
That's insane. That sounds like a tagline for your apparel line. The Baz that matched the balls.
No, the name of it is...
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
Billy's wide-legged sweatpants.
Right.
Yeah. The buys to match the bulge.
Say that three times fast, right?
The sound of thunder clapping.
Yeah, the sound of thunder, and it just starts raining for some reason at the end of the video.
Yeah.
Crack of thunder and just rain pouring down.
Anyways, yeah, there are certain things that can be worn in public and certain things that can't be, and bulged sweatpants are not allowed.
Thanks, Bill.
And Jimmy Tomkowski.
But I put them on, and I turned to my girlfriend, I went, these are Jimmy Tomkowski pants.
Yes.
Right.
Did you take them back?
No, I wore them to bed.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And you're just like,
when you're painting trim or whatever. Yeah, whatever. You know? Throw them on.
I did tell her, I might be cutting the sides of these things.
You could also work out in them. It might not kill you. It might kill you, though.
Bill has never worked out in athletic apparel. He just buys it because he wants to.
Yeah, he just does 10 quick push-ups and jeans. Like, yeah, it's good enough. Let me a cigarette. Let me finish this Twix.
Yeah. The boss to match the bulge.
Right.
I just found my go-to joke whenever there's a lull in the show now. Right?
Yeah. Please don't ever say it again.
That's because the tagline of our show, kids around town are yelling that out. The boss to match the bulge.
You'd be surprised. Something goes viral. We're in big trouble.
Bill, remember that bit you did on sweatpants?
Went viral.
Billy, the sweatpants guys. Seen it.
We've got a hit on our hands.
Uh-huh.
We've been sponsored.
Have you seen the sweatpants meme?
We're all wearing sweatpants next week. Everybody.
Sick of memes.
It's sweatpant weather. I don't know.
I'm sick of memes. I'm sick of posts. I'm sick of hashtags. I'm sick of all that.
That is kind of like people. I am noticing that lately with texting. Everyone is trying to get kind of creative with I'm funny within my text by emojis. An emoji. I mean, you know, why can't we just be yes, no, I'm on my way. You don't have to put your hands up like an emoji.
Yes,
I'm
on my way. I'm on my way. Eric's in jail. I gotta go. Yeah. Bye.
Exactly. Call me if you're worried. You know, I don't need to show you an emoji face to.
It's going to get worse, Bill. It's going to get a lot insane. Worse. It's
on my way, the boss, the mesh, the bulge.
Hey! Yeah.
But there is emoji language now, you know? I mean, that's how people just look at these and you didn't understand what LM, hashtag, what that meant? No.
The dorks have won. They've turned all of us into complete screen heads, and they all sit back and they're laughing and they're covered in money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speak emoji.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what you say in your next job interview.
I speak emoji.
Are
Japanese.
You bilingual in any way? Yeah. I speak street and I speak emoji.
I speak street. I speak street.
I speak Chicago street and emoji. Well, put your dad on the phone. I don't want to cut a deal here.
Oh, man. That's good stuff.
I think we're getting close probably to a commercial break, aren't we?
Sounds like a good idea. Let's take
We got to stretch.
Come up with some more topics to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooli.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, is because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back. Hooley, final stretch of the show. Go get yourself some McCann's. It's perfect season for it. It's cold out. Actually, it's the oatmeal of all seasons.
You know what I do now with my McCann's?
What do you do?
I take a little scoop of raspberry jam.
Ooh.
I think you were talking about
throw it
that.
In there with some sugar. God bless.
Sugar.
And it only works good with McCann's, though.
Only.
Yeah.
Only with McCann's. Also, if you're going to be headed over to Western Avenue tonight or anytime this weekend, stop in and say hello to our friends Mary and Bernard at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar, and there's always something going on there.
Yes, there is.
Why do you want to come here? Well, there's always something going on at Barney Callahan's.
Yeah.
And tell them the Hoolies sent you.
That's right.
Also, they're having an event on March 9th and 10th, kickoff St. Patrick's Day season at Barney Callahan's Pub. Fela is a celebration of Irish culture. This two-day event will showcase traditional Irish music and dance. There will also be workshops, food, and, of course, drinks.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh,
right.
Hey.
Come join them at the pub where it all began. There's going to be more of a detailed schedule coming soon.
The lineup.
Okay. More of a lineup.
Yeah.
Also. Good. Another shout-out. If you can't make it to Barney O'Callaghan's and you still have the itch to have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Go oversee, you know, our friends Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub. That's at 6462 South Central Avenue in Chicago. It's also one of the, but you know, it's one of the, it's not also, it's just a different experience, but just as fun and great.
Absolutely.
It's one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area. Okay?
Yeah. Get in there.
Say hello to Mike and Don. Go over to the Twisted Shamrock. Tell them the Hooley sent you.
Sure.
Also.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going this weekend?
Where are you going?
Chinatown.
You better, if you're going to Chinatown, you better know how to box. So you should head over and see Mike Joyce at the Celtic Boxing Club located on Chicago South Side, the Mount Greenwood Beverly Hills neighborhood. The Celtic Boxing Club was founded in 93 by Mike Joyce, a Chicago attorney and lifetime resident of Chicago. The club was started to give neighborhood kids a place to learn the art of boxing and to offer a positive outlet. Drop by the Celtic Boxing Club at 3012 West 111th Street. Mm-hmm. Or you can call them at 773-779-7266. We love Mike Joyce.
Yeah.
Yes.
And back to Chinatown.
Yeah.
Got to know how to box if you're going through Chinatown.
It's not.
Got to know how to box if you're going through any kind
life.
Of town here.
Just through life.
So you're going down there? What's happening down there?
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going yet.
Why? Okay. It was one of your New Year's resolutions was to spend more time.
I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready?
I got to get the right clothing.
You have to. Some
you know what I
want to
wear?
Some
ideally, nice... what I want to wear when I show up
yeah.
is the same thing that the gentleman who's dressed in white in the Beat It video is wearing. Do you remember that? He's got a dragon on the back of his coat, white jeans.
I believe that was the jacket that Ryan Gosling has a scorpion on the back of his coat in Drive.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Drive, yeah.
I want to go to a flea market.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that.
I haven't
that,
done
though.
That in a while. A flea market. That sounds like fun
what
winter
weird,
weather.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to a flea market. Yeah. What makes that come into? Have you been driving by? They don't have good fleet. Maxwell Street does not exist in Chicago.
I'm always at eBay, and so are you guys. Just looking at crap.
There's
bored.
There's good ones. You got to look for them. There's some near me.
Yeah, I want to go to them.
There's one over there. Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
But I can't, like, my girlfriend doesn't want to. She's like, I can't even go into a department store with you. You go through everything.
Yeah, do you think that's the next thing? Maybe they have eBay pop-up stores? Wouldn't that be interesting? Where all of a sudden eBay says, hey, this weekend, if you're on eBay, you can go sell your stuff live.
They used to have that. Oh, yeah, there it is. It is a dragon.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Mike. It's that's in the Beat It video.
So as soon as I get that, then I'll start going to Chinatown.
As soon as you get, you must have the dragon jacket to go through Chinatown.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have to have the Boz That Meets the Bulge as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
That's very important.
Yeah, it is.
A dragon jacket with a Boz That Meets the Bulge.
That's my description to the police on the police scanner.
Right.
Yeah, the jacket from Beat It and the Boz That Meets the Bulge. Listen,
He's walking down 33rd right now.
His wife reported him missing at 4 p.m. He's got a white dragon jacket on. Boz That Meets the Bulge.
Shaking hands with everybody on the street.
Yeah.
Anybody seen this guy?
He must be somebody. He knows everybody down here.
Yeah. Explore Chicago during this winter weather. Yeah.
Yeah, take advantage of the winter. Don't let
the winter
keep
you inside. Check out the different neighborhoods and see what they have to offer. Might find something.
Go to Pilsen. Hang out. Yeah. Look at some art, some weird art.
For sure. Go to Andersonville. Have some Swedish food. You know? Do something fun.
Yeah.
Get some oatmeal, McCann's, wherever you can get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's the greatest food in the world. Have you been following any of this Chicago politics stuff?
A little bit.
Alderman Eddie Burke and the revelation that came out today that Solis...
Alderman Solis has been the informant.
Wore a wire at him.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now it gets interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because...
it's House of Cards,
Chicago. It really is. Now everyone's probably panicking about what they've got on each other. You know, how long was he wearing that wire? I mean, we could be looking at like another Greylord kind of situation or, you know.
I love it. Gives me something to watch.
This is like, get your pencils out because the movie is starting to write itself. You know, like is a thriller. You know, who plays Eddie Burke in the movie?
Oh, man.
Man.
My dad could play him in the movie. It's a good pick, actually. Mike Houlihan is Alderman Eddie Burke. Great call.
Yeah.
You know who would have been great is our friend Mr. Mahoney. Would have been great is Ed Burke.
Which Mahoney?
Oh, John Mahoney. Yeah, he would have been a good Eddie Burke, too.
He could have pulled it off.
I don't think he was as sinister as to be an Ed Burke. Yeah.
That's why it's called acting, Pat. Jack Nicholson wasn't a serial killer in The Shining, but he pulled it off, you know?
Clay's a British thespian coach.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Royal Academy of Dragon Coats and Boz That Meets the Bulge.
They call me Sir Clayton of Chinatown.
Where'd you go to drama school? Who was your teacher? Sir Clayton of Chinatown. I went to the Academy of the Boz That Meets the Bulge.
Now give me my golden globe.
Now tell me, did I win?
Now can I melt this Oscar or what?
Right.
It's going to get very theatrical. Yeah, melting the Oscar. We haven't heard anything about Anthony and his dad lately.
We'll get to that. We'll get to all that.
Oh, which brings up...
We'll have to have an Oscar episode.
Yeah.
So.
The Oscar episode is brought to you by...
Anthony's dad!
Yeah, we haven't talked about that series in a while.
It's one of the greatest TV shows that never graced the TV.
It's going to.
Anthony's dad.
All these things are coming, are going to happen.
Yeah.
You got to stay positive.
When Hulu TV takes over the waves.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
We're going to have Doug the White House Alien. We're going to have all our musicals.
Yeah, we got Bitcoin the Musical. We got Fanboy.
We got Dream Talkers.
We got Dream Talkers. 3 Broadway hits in a row produced by Scott Rudin. Okay, 3. Boom, 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 boom.
We have the Paris Hilton K1 racing event.
We do.
I forgot about that. Robot Mom.
We have Robot Mom.
Dog the White House Alien, of course.
Yeah, we said that. Yeah, right. That's kind of our flagship.
Wow. There's a couple of them we're missing. Oh, Euroman versus Dracula?
Yeah.
Euroman versus Dracula, yeah.
Phil's throwing out the entire catalog of bizarro world stuff.
That's Cartoon Network kind of stuff, Euroman.
There's
Dracula.
So many more.
I know.
We'll get them up.
And you know what the cool part is now on our, you know, you can go and listen to this show and a lot of the archived episodes now if you go to hibernianradio.org.
Yes, yeah, they're so, all up there. All 200 and some odd episodes that we've ever done.
I actually had a buddy of mine come up to me and I think, you know, he was sending us on a thread on Saturday that he was listening
to. Are you speaking about Phil?
I am. Here's a shout out to Phil Mamoser. But I was like, how did he hear all those, how did he get that episode? Because it's not.
That's what I was wondering.
I was like, how did he get past that far? I was like, maybe he downloaded it himself on his phone when it came out.
He wouldn't do that.
And then I was like, and then we saw him on later on that night. I was at an event to see his brother play.
Yep.
I ran into him later on.
Vince Mamoser, who's been on the show many times.
We love
and,
him.
Not many. A couple times now.
Many.
And he showed me. He's like, oh, look, did you see all the archives? And I even found, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. So if you go on to HibernianRadio.org and you go under the Hoolies Hoolie, you can not only listen to
our first show episode.
You can also listen to my dad's new show, mm-hmm. Hibernian Radio.
Yep.
But you can go into archives, and it takes you all the way through every month of every episode that we've ever done on this show.
It's the mother load.
It's awesome. So if you're a listener of this show and you want to hear some of those old ones,
That's like when you got the Led Zeppelin box.
Give yourself the opportunity now while they're free.
We have to create a glossary of terms for our listeners.
Yeah.
A frame of reference so they know, because now I just, you play to the top of your intelligence, and I assume that my audience knows, what Bozit meets the bulge means, right. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That they're following this non sequitur train, thoughts.
Huh? It's not really thoughts.
Did that make sense?
No.
This non sequitur thoughts,
Trying to use words you don't know.
I'm trying to articulate, but
That's the first rule of thespian school.
I should have if I had my glasses on, I might have.
Where are your anti-light glasses?
I got them. They're in my coat here. Put them on.
Oh, how are those going for
you're
you,
already
by
having
the way?
Trouble being a glasses owner.
I wore them at Chuck E. Cheese's while I did a little gaming.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
Was that to try to be weird so the kids wouldn't,
Here you
go. Oh, yeah.
You look like you're
Charlie Sheen from Major League. With baseball cap on.
Anybody want to play Papa Shot with me? Have some pizza?
Yeah,
you look like you're about to rob
somewhat
something.
Creepy looking.
We're bringing this bit back again from last week.
No, we're not.
Okay.
They look nice on you, though.
I want to audition to be the special prosecutor in the Elder Minetti Burke movie.
with those glasses on?
Right.
You could be. There's a senator that looks like you.
There is? In the movie, in
Hines.
Your brain?
His last name is Hines. I forget his first name. It might be Jim. I'll show you a picture of him, but you look just like him.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You look like a senator, Hines, Jimmy,
You're
Danny,
welcome.
Joey.
Now get out of my cab.
Right. Okay. This has been a really oddball episode.
It has.
I want to thank everybody for sticking around and listening. Clay, I hope you can find your dragon coat and make it to Chinatown sometime this week. And
yep.
One of your New Year's resolutions.
Thanks. And you know what? Challenge your spoken word during this winter weather. See what you got. Maybe you can be a poet.
You can be the only way you can be a true poet is if you have McCann's Irish
Absolutely.
Every morning.
Lots
of it. Gets, yep. It'll get you ready to start your evening and day and night. Yeah. All right, we were going to, Bill, you came in humming a song.
I did,
tonight.
It's been in my head, and I'll leave this one for the listeners. This is how I feel when we leave you guys, so we'll see you next week.
Oh.
Bye.
Representative Jim Hines. Hines. Oh, H-I-M-E-S. Yeah, he looks a little bit like me. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
He don't got the boss at me, so bulge, though. See you next week.
Bye. Thank you.
come too far.